Doing, Sarah?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great to have you with us today in the Student Union, especially at this time of the year. I know it's a busy time. For the sake of our listeners, why don't you tell everybody who you are, where you're from? I won't ask you what your major is. But right, where are you from, and where are we talking to you from today?
All right. Well, so once again, I'm Sarah. I am living in Milwaukee. I attend the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. My majors are in English education and English literature and criticism. And my minors are in bilingual and ESL education and Spanish. Born and bred Wisconsinite. Been here all my life.
So you are a verified cheesehead.
Indeed.
Okay, now what part of Wisconsin are you from?
I'm from northern Wisconsin. It's from a place called Suamico, if anyone knows where that is.
Okay.
it's like Green Bay,
okay.
A little north of that.
Awesome. Now, I've had a chance to meet you before and be at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And First of all, kudos to you. I was a former social studies and English teacher in the middle school level. Do you have any ideas of what kind of where you'd like to teach, what kind of age group?
Well, I'm looking at middle schoolers. I'd like to teach. Yeah, I love to teach middle schoolers. I love the age group. I love the content. Maybe early high school, but I'd really like to work with middle schoolers in English. So.
Well, that is awesome. I know when I graduated with a degree in education, I, of course, wanted to be in high school like every male teacher does, and then I got kind of routed into middle school, and three of the best years of my life, although some people will say, well, part of the reason why you're a little crazy is because of the time I spent with middle schoolers, but I'd like to think I rubbed off on them too, and I'm sure you will do a fantastic job
in
English. The power of words, language, it seems like it's slipping away. We need many, we need a plethora of English teachers that really get it. So thank you for what you do.
Of course. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the reasons why I decided to ask Sarah to be on today is because this last weekend was the 100th anniversary at Luther Memorial Chapel and University Student Center in Shorewood, Wisconsin, which is your home church while you're away from school, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about Luther Memorial and about just in general and what kind of the context is there, because I've been there before. I think it was just a year ago or so I was there and preached and whatnot, and lots of college students running around. Tell us a little bit about this place.
Well, Luther Memorial Chapel, as you just said, we just celebrated 100 years of Luther Memorial Chapel. It was just a beautiful celebration. We had a potluck and as it should, you know, should be in a nice Lutheran church.
Absolutely.
It was just the greatest thing ever. But yes, we have a university student center and international student ministry at Luther Memorial Chapel. I work as the coordinator for the university student center, which has been open and, you know, functioning since about 2002. We have a lot of Concordia students and some University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee students, especially since we're so close. Luther Memorial Chapel is about 4 blocks away from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee campus. So we get people from there, and yeah.
And how big is the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, roughly, do you think?
Oh, it's a really big student body. It's a commuter school. So I'm gonna completely misguess this, but probably like 21,000 or something. Just like there's a lot of students. There's online. There's like an official count from online students and commuter students and students who live on campus. And so,
well, you know, it's hard to know anymore because now schools have all of their online this, that, and the other thing, and all of a sudden it sounds like it's 47,000. And it's really, you know, most people when they think of these numbers.
Last time I looked.
Most people think, I think you're about right. I get around and see a few campuses here and there. I'd say it's a 20,000, 25,000.
Yeah.
But you know, it is a large commuter school. So now you, we're not a commute. Mm-hmm. You came from up north in Wisconsin there, eh?
And yay, so
you came down. Did you live in the dorms and whatnot? I suppose they do have dorms for those that don't commute.
Right. I lived there for 2 years, but now I have an apartment pretty near campus.
Sure. So you guys are like Luther Memorial Chapel is 5 blocks or so away from the edge of campus. Is that about right?
Yeah.
And how?
Yeah, that's how I found it.
Oh, really? And how far away is Concordia University, Wisconsin, then? What is that?
That's a good 20, 25, maybe 30-minute drive.
Okay.
So that's kind of a nice like testament to how awesome Luther Memorial is. People from Concordia are, you know, regulars when they're in school.
And then there's also the, I remember when I was there meeting with the vicar, we'll talk about vicars in a little bit, and and a student over at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you get a few students from over there as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that. We just opened a university sort of LCMSU chapter at MSOE last year, like completely for sure established.
That's all. I had never even heard of the school, but it's a wonderful school, and
mm-hmm.
and it's nice that Luther Memorial has kind of become a wonderful hub for many college students throughout the greater metro area. I imagine some of the UWM students, if they're commuters, they maybe just go home to their home church on the weekends. Is that the case?
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because now on a typical Sunday, when you think about, you know, Luther Memorial kind of, maybe first let's go back through a little bit of history. There had been a full-time campus ministry at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and of course, Concordia University of Wisconsin has its full-time campus ministry with Pastor Steve Smith and whatnot up there. But the district had run a full-time campus ministry there off the edge of campus. And wasn't it about, I don't know, for whatever reason, 2001, 2002, the district had to get out of that, sold the building and whatnot. And Luther Memorial kind of stepped up to the plate. Is that kind of how it happened?
That sounds about right, I think, yeah.
And I like to mention this because, I mean, one of the greatest, you know, I always love to highlight Lutheran Memorial as one of our kind of flagships of campus ministry, and especially the initiative that the congregation and your faithful pastor, Pastor Weeding, took in terms of stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, there's a need, we're nearby, we'll do it, and you have. And so part of the beauty of the 100 years of being there is really, it's only a sliver, maybe the last 15-16 years or so of that 100 years has been this more direct support for campus and ministry. But we give thanks to God for Pastor Weeding's influence, as well as all those over the years, yourself, the vicars, the congregation, everyone that has really helped really turn Luther Student Memorial and University Student Center into a fantastic campus ministry site, and you've been a big part of that. But I want to ask you about what you do as a student coordinator, but first, when you think about, like, on a typical Sunday, like middle of April or middle of October, how many students are typically around on a Sunday at Luther Memorial? What would you guess?
We could get, let's see, At least maybe 30 students. We've had more on like the really good Sundays when everybody's in attendance. But an average Sunday is probably going to go around 30
students fantastic.
Combined from all of the universities, including Concordia.
Oh, sure. No, and that's... I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, it's not about numbers, of course, but the, and I know how it is, having been a former campus pastor, you always have to talk about a typical Sunday because students go home on the weekends. They aren't always around. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they oversleep.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. Luther Memorial has always gotten, since you remember, and going back 15 years or so, they have mm-hmm. the vicarage program. Mm-hmm. How many vicars have they had, do you think, over the years?
Oh, let's see. I've only been around for about four vicars. So up to that, I think they had maybe 10 or 11 before I arrived on the scene. So they must have had...
They were PS. They were pre Sarah.
Yes, they were.
Well, and so tell us about that program. Is that because as a student coordinator? I tell you what. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit what in your position? Because this is an interesting thing because you're not only a student coordinator. Tell us what that is and how does that work with your being a student as well as mm-hmm. having a vicar that I have always assumed, you know, works closely with you as well in terms of campus ministry.
Definitely. So in my position as a student coordinator, I team up with the vicar 98% of the time to send out emails to students regarding events that we have coming up. Every semester we have a presentation, so we invite a lecturer or a guest speaker to speak at one of our campuses. Usually it's UWM, University of uh-huh. Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And we work with planning that, getting people to hear about that, and also we coordinate and plan events just at the church, like every other week or so. We have Bible studies on campus, so I also work closely with the vicar to do outreach on campus to let people know that we're around, we're there.
Now, do you coordinate a little bit with the international side of things, or those things?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. We work pretty often with international student ministry, and so we often also have our students volunteer at their events. Like, for example, every year, every October, we do a pumpkin carving with international student ministry, and we ask our students to volunteer there and help teach people who've never carved a pumpkin before how to carve a pumpkin. And that's one of our favorite events of the whole year.
Well, anytime you get to get dirty and have knives and make a mess, that's always important.
Yes.
Now, does Luther Memorial, is there a full-time or part, you have a full-time or a part-time international worker?
I think she's like full-time. Okay. I suppose she has a lot going on. Bessie is our mm-hmm. international student ministry coordinator. She does so much for our church, for our international student ministry. And I know she works at a couple other different international student ministries to help them. And,
okay.
You know,
so she kind of spreads her time around with yeah. some other things then too.
Right. It's mostly here at Luther Memorial Chapel. And with our ISM students here, but I know that she's trying to help other churches do the same thing.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, that's such a wonderful component of campus ministry. And I know sometimes, in the climate and in the Synod in terms of our LCMSU chapters, it's actually, you know, in many cases, it takes a lot to have a vibrant, you know, college age kind of typical campus ministry as well as a mm-hmm. vibrant international student ministry, and mm-hmm. so it's a wonderful thing when you can see that combination and these things working in tandem. So kudos to Bessie if you're out there listening. Bessie, thanks for all you do too. as you look back on your time working as a student coordinator, and thank you for all that you've done, but are there any, you know, kind of pros and cons? Is that kind of tough juggling things when here, you know, I bet you didn't sit there and go, okay, I'm going to leave from northern Wisconsin, go down to the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, and I bet you never would have thought, hey, I'm going to end up in a position like this.
Right. No, I never, ever, ever thought that, that this would have been what I was going to do, but I'm so glad that it's happened this way. But so, as you know, as far as pros and cons go, I guess my only, I have one thing that's both a pro and a con, and it's that I'm a student. It's a pro because as a student, I understand what everyone else is going through, what kinds of events we want to work with, and how we can help our students best because I am a student.
Sure.
However, it can be a con because my attention is divided, and it must be, and everyone understands that. I'm a student first. It's kind of the nature of this new position, and I'm the first student coordinator, and so this has been kind of an experiment, so we'll be looking for ways to help other coordinators balance their time and their abilities as well.
And how long have you been doing this?
I'm about to end my second year.
Oh, okay. And of course, that is always the key with these things. I mean, one of the cons about one of the greatest gifts in as a campus pastor, I hate that I've become the, well, when I was a campus pastor guy, when I was a campus pastor, it was always great to be able to, every year you get a new batch of students, they come in, you always have new people. And I used to always joke that I always hated it when people, I didn't want them to graduate. I would like pray for them to do well, but then I would, by the time they got to be like juniors and seniors, I'd start praying for them to start failing their classes. So they'd have to, because I didn't want to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And you kind of get them trained. They know what they're doing. And then all of a sudden they're gone. I'm like, well, that wasn't part of the deal. You guys aren't supposed to leave.
Right. Be there forever.
And so I suppose that is for those of you that might be out there thinking, well, hey, how can we adopt a similar model? That is both a pro and, I mean, almost everything that you could say about your position probably is a pro and a con. On the one hand, it's very, very crucial that we remember that our students are students, and I'm glad the congregation understands that, because there are limitations of what you can do, and there's probably times that you have to go, hey, I need to run this by the vicar. We need to go to pastor about this. Is that an important component of kind of knowing, okay, where do these lines stop and begin, and you know, in terms of where you need to kind of get some pastoral perspective on these things?
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of people to talk to. The vicar and I, when we are not sure about something, anybody in the congregation, the elders, we talk to them as well as pastor. So we do. It's a great big team effort.
Sure. And, you know, and that's important to highlight too. You know, lots of times just because you're the student coordinator doesn't mean like it's all dependent upon you.
Right.
And I would never want any group out there thinking about, hey, there's lots of times in congregations this idea of, well, let's get a vicar, the vicar can do everything, or let's get a committee together, the committee can do everything. And what I'm hoping to help people understand is that this is a congregational-wide collective effort, and really campus ministry at any congregation as an outreach is only as good as the congregation makes it in terms of its own involvement.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
Because you want people to show up to church and have a welcoming environment. You know, college students are pretty, you know, you're still a college student, so let me ask you, you guys are pretty perceptive of if you walk into a place and the place is like, okay, why are you here?
Yep.
Now, Luther Memorial isn't that way. They love seeing you guys, don't they?
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why I continue to attend Luther Memorial Chapel. It's because they're so welcoming, and they look forward to having college students come and then return every single year. Many church members actually explicitly tell us, I'm so glad you are here. And there's nothing more like heartwarming than that, and makes you feel so welcome. So just, it's just a wonderful environment.
Any advice that you'd give to a congregation out there thinking, hey, we want a student coordinator, since you said that you started this out as an experiment, anything you'd like to say in terms of advice for if you're thinking about doing this kind of a model, what you might keep in mind?
Well, as you mentioned before, students must, you know, as long as they're doing well, they come and go. So I'll be graduating and at some point.
Sure.
And so I'm working on setting up some good standards for this job, whether the next person after me is a student or not. So set some good, like, goals for what needs to be done each month, each week, or good, like, meeting times so that there's nice big group team support, which is kind of what we've been doing here. I tend to go meet up with my vicar and my pastor and the elders when we're feeling like we're not sure what to do.
Okay. So good communication, good organization, and probably a healthy bit of review a lot. And then providing for the transitions. I'm sure that whoever follows you at some point and whenever you move on is going to benefit from a lot of the groundwork that you've done, but these things are always worth reviewing.
Right.
And speaking of which, before we get going here, we just got about 3 or 4 minutes, but I understand you're getting married.
Yes, I am.
And when is this taking place? And who's the lucky guy?
It's this summer, in August, and his name is Prince. And we met at Luther Memorial Chapel.
I love to hear that. So you guys met. Now, I understand this is a fairly ecumenical relationship because you went to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and he was a Concordia University Wisconsin student, right?
Yes, he is.
And you guys met at church, you met at the chapel, and you're getting married at the chapel, is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, this just does my little former campus pastor matchmaking at heart kind of well. So the church there has really been a wonderful gift for you. You came down from northern Wisconsin, not only had a chance to have a wonderful church home while you were at school, got a chance to get involved, and also met your future husband all at the same time.
All at once. I can't ask for more.
And no, I've known your husband, your future husband for a while.
Pretty soon.
A shout out, Prince. How are you doing, man? You know, very, very thrilled for you guys. And so the date is in August. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, that's fantastic. And what a true joy. Now, what are your plans going forward? Now Prince is out of school, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Are you staying in the area? You got a little schooling left and.
Yep. I have a little bit of schooling left. We'll stick around, kind of near this campus, UWM. And then from then on, after I graduate, who knows?
Yeah. Well, whatever happens, thank you for all that you've done. And again, a wonderful shout out to everybody at Luther Memorial Chapel and University Student Center. Thank you to all of you for all that you've done. I mean, 100 years, that's a fantastic thing to celebrate. I'm so glad. I wish I had been able to be there. I've been there a few times over the years and always look forward to popping in. I guess the big convention coming up this summer. Maybe you'll have a chance to stop by. Maybe a lot of people will be stopping by. There's a lot of LCBuzz people in Milwaukee, but there's going to be a lot more come July.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's going to be fun.
Anyways, thank you for your service, and God's blessings to you, Sarah, as you finish out your schooling. And
and
as you get ready for the wedding, you all ready?
Well, we're getting there. We got a few more things to set up. Nothing's all the way done, but we're near there.
Wow.
The important things are set.
Thanks for taking the time to visit with us today, and God's continued blessings to you, and thanks for all that you've done on behalf
of
campus ministry and the LCMSU chapter there.
Yes, no problem, of course. Thank you so much.
Take care, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Congrats to all our friends at Luther Memorial Chapel and University Student Center in Shorewood, Wisconsin. May God grant you many, many, many more centennial celebrations to come and keep you steadfast in His Word. Oh, and speaking of chapels, God's richest blessings to all of our college student types and young adults getting married this summer, including, of course, Sarah and Prince.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Congrats to one and all of you getting married this summer. That's all we have time for here in the Student Union. Now, if you're out of school, you have time to listen to all the archives of this show at KFUO.org. And remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.